seventh paragraph of Bava Kama Mishnah Hay. Mochel chutz me'echa me'meya sheboi. He sold it aside from 100th of it. So 99% of it. Oy shahayu selo v'shutfes, or he was a partner. All these cases also does not pay valid v'hay, because he has to sell the entire thing. Or he has to have stolen the entire thing in order to pay valid v'hay. So if he sold it less than 1%, he didn't sell the whole thing. If he's a shutaf, he didn't steal the whole thing. Hashechun is now with the yodo. When he shechted it, the shrita was completely off. He ripped the simonim instead of shechting them. So that's considered not shechted, and therefore he does not pay the halal b'hei. The same thing as a noicha, is he just stuck something into the animal to kill it, rip open its throat without actually cutting the simonim. Or a ma'akir, he rips out the simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe. All these things are considered not an act of shechita, and therefore Hashem tashim kefil, he pays a kefil, but in Hashem tashim le chamisha, because that's not considered tzvicha, it's not considered shechted. Gone b'shus b'ayilim v'tal v'mocha chutz mirshusa. He stole within the rishus of the b'ayilim. In other words, it was still in the rishus of the house, and before he took it out of the house, he took it out of the rishus of the house, and he shechted. It was out of the rishus and he stole it. Then he went back into the rishus and he shechted it over there. He did everything out of the rishus. He pays the 4 or 5. Because since he stole it, once he stole it and took it out of the rishus, and then he shechts it wherever he shechts it or sells it, he will be chayv the full amount. But if he did everything when it's still in the rishus of the bailim, then he bets him never stole it. He just shechted it. So if he just shechted it, then he has to pay for damages, but he doesn't pay the 4 or 5 because he did not do the act of stealing.